Dear faithful, today is the third Sunday after the Epiphany. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 12. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits, to no man rendering evil for evil, providing good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as is in you, having peace with all men, not revenging yourselves, my dearly beloved, but give place unto wrath, for it is written, revenge is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. But if thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him to drink. For doing this, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 8. At that time when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and adored him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And forthwith his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith to him, See thou tell no man, but go show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when he had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, and is grievously tormented. And Jesus saith to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion, making answer, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man subject to authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And Jesus, hearing this, marveled and said to them that followed him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great a faith in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And the servant was healed at the same hour. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, St. Francis Borgia, who lived in the 16th century, was a great saint and a model religious. Before he became a religious, however, he was married to a pious and noble lady named Eleanor. Eleanor was a holy wife and mother. One day she became very sick. Much to the grief of Francis, the doctors declared her to be incurable. By prayers, fastings, and many tears, Francis implored Almighty God to spare his wife and to restore her to health. One night when he was praying with more fervor than usual, he heard a heavenly voice. The voice said, Francis, I place in your hands the life of your wife. If you ask me to spare her, I will do so. But if you desire me to take her, I will do this also. At these words, Francis's heart was filled with the greatest joy, and tears of gratitude began to stream down his face. But God had not finished. He continued, "If you do ask me to spare her, however, it will not be for her advantage, nor for yours." Francis endeavored to compose himself in the silence that followed. Then, with the greatest peace and resignation, he replied, "Oh my God, who am I that I should ask thee to do my will rather than yours? Far be it from me, O Lord, to do this. Let thy most holy will be done, not mine." Finishing, Francis said, "And so if it is thy most holy will to take my wife, let it be done." Not long after this, Eleanor died a holy death, and Francis did weep. But his tears were not so much of sorrow as they were tears of joy. For he was consoled by an inner confidence that his wife was already in heaven, enjoying eternal bliss, and that one day he would meet her there. My dear faithful, after this, Francis joined the Jesuit order, where he devoted the rest of his days to the service of God and became a very great saint. And it was prayerful resignation to God's will that allowed Francis Borgia to carry on, to accept his loss with serenity, and to bring about the greater good which God had intended, his religious vocation, and the sanctification of his own immortal soul. Now, in today's gospel, we see another example of prayerful resignation to God's will. Today, we see a leper approach our Lord. Leprosy is that terrible disease which disfigures the entire body, eats away at the bones, and makes the skin fall off. No one would want to be a leper. Nevertheless, this leper fell down at our Lord's feet and said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." That is, please cure me. But you are God, so do whatever you want, only if you wish it. And if it is not your wish that I be cured, then let me remain a leper. In response to this humble petition, our Lord said, "I will, be thou made clean." That is, our Lord did desire that he should be cured. And so our Lord stretched forth his hand, touched the man, and cured him. And my dear people, to the leper in today's gospel, our Lord said yes. But sometimes, as happened to St. Francis Borgia, he says no. Sometimes our Lord says, "What you ask is not good for you. It will not make you happy." And that is why, my dear people, we must always strive to resign ourselves to the will of God, because God knows what is best for us, and very often we do not. Very often we must give up the very thing that we think will make us happy, because God knows that it will do the opposite. Resignation, my dear friends, is a surrendering of our own will and an acceptance of God's will. Not only in big matters, but especially in little ones. In the daily trials, crosses, or even joys that come our way. When things don't turn out as we had hoped. When sickness comes. When we are interrupted in our work. Sometimes it is not a problem with the first interruption, but by the 10th interruption it is. Yet we need to unite our will with God's, not only the first or second time, but even the 10th time. St. Thomas Aquinas explains that holiness consists in nothing else than the union of our will with God's. And God's will is that we become holy. That is why we must always seek his will and not our own, especially in our prayers, praying as the leper did in today's gospel, with resignation. Our catechism teaches us that we are to pray with loving trust in God's goodness and filled with a firm belief that God will grant our prayer provided it is for our good. We should pray with the idea that we are leaving all to God's good pleasure. However and whenever he sees fit to answer us, we leave that up to him. We say as St. Francis Borgia prayed, Lord, let thy most holy will be done, not mine. And so if things don't turn out as we had asked, when God does say no, we do not become discouraged, but rather we realize that this is his holy will, that this no is for our greater good. St. Alphonsus explains that the reason for all disquietude is that things do not happen according to our wishes and that we resist the divine will. On the other hand, he says, they who wish only what God wills always find their wishes accomplished and therefore are always at peace. Therefore, my dear friends, always strive to pray with resignation to God's will. Especially when it is hard, pray little aspirations as our Lord did in the garden. He said, not my will, but thine be done. Or as Our Lady did at the Annunciation. She said, be it done unto me according to thy word. Or pray as the leper did in today's gospel. Lord, if thou wilt. Praying in this way will help us to get our feelings under control, especially when it is difficult. And it will earn for us the grace to be resigned to God's will in everything. God's will, which brings us nothing but contentment, peace, and perfect happiness. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.